and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 4th of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by jam organizer Gina Sheevy. Gina's going to be previewing the Front Porch Jam 3 of season number 5 coming up tomorrow night. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gina.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Very good. We are on the road. I'm a fair mom, an educator, and putting on a jam tomorrow. So these are good, busy times.
Really good, busy times. That is for sure. Well, Front Porch Jam, this is number 3 of season number 5 coming up tomorrow night. Gina, where will you be?
We will be at 650 Road K in Olpie. And if that sounds unfamiliar, just head to the lake. You'll see a ton of cars out by a beautiful farmhouse of Gary and Martha Jones. And so head out to Olpie Lake. It's that road that the locals know as Olpie Lake Road. And we'll be set up with a fantastic show, all benefiting the Lions Club.
Outstanding. Well, who's going to be performing here with the Front Porch Jam tomorrow night?
So honestly, this is the biggest lineup that we've had in terms of the number of artists that we have, but also in the talent. We have an excellent show. I'll play some in the morning, or in the morning. I'll play some to kick us off. I'll probably be playing in the morning soon.
We just lost Gina.
Really classic cowboy. Yes.
We lost you there just for a second. Let's start at the top again, Gina.
Sorry about that. We have, I'll be playing first. Lee Muller will be coming in. He's a classic country artist, great guitar picker. Then we will have Mark Summey, who I think you guys are familiar with, right?
Sure, yes.
He does a lot of work with the train down in the Grove. And then we will also have Tina Riley, who's a local educator and singer-songwriter. Katie Kuhlman, a local singer-songwriter. Just incredible. She also, during the day, she's a pharmacist. So much fun. So it's just this quirky, wonderful group. And then Eric Murphy was going to join us. He had a family emergency. So Joe Foster is going to be coming in, and he organizes the Emporia Porch Festival, which is in October. So definitely check out him, his talent. Just he and his kids are very talented. And then one of my favorite groups in the area, Sam and the Fire Watchers, is going to headline the night, and I could not be more excited. Those guys are super talented.
What a lineup, what a show. Front Porch Jam Sessions, this is number 3 of the season, coming up tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the Olpie Lake Road. If you find that, you're going to find the jamming going on. And another great night planned, and we mentioned this is number 3, Gina. You've had two pretty good ones to kick off the year, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We definitely had our last jam was for the honor flight, raised over $1,550 for that honor flight. And then, of course, Big Brothers Big Sisters was well over, I think, $1,300 for that, earlier hosted by the Williams family. So this has been a great season for Front Porch Jams. And the great thing is, guys, it's a free thing on a Friday night. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your coolers. We are going to be in the shade, so from the moment the show starts at 7, you'll be in the shade. They have a great kind of amphitheater backyard happening, and it's just a gorgeous place to be.
Boy, it sounds like the atmosphere, with each of your different spots has been really engaging and just really relaxed. It's just a great time to be had.
Definitely meant to just soak in good times on summer days, and the work that the Lions Club does, Lions Clubs are everywhere in these small little towns, in big towns alike, because it's about international service and really taking a hold of doing what you can for your community. And it's a great group to play for. It's a great benefit to do work for.
Well, you have raised a lot of money for a lot of great causes with Front Porch Jams. Tell us how this works. You mentioned it's a free show. Donations taken then at the event, Gina?
Yeah, the donations, we'll pass around a hat, really. Like I said before, it kind of like feels like you're at church a bit. But, you know, you come for a free show, but at the end of the day, we are looking for donations towards the cause for that night. Payments for the musicians come from our sponsors. They don't come out of the bucket at all. None of our expenses come out of the bucket. It goes straight to the person we are the group we're benefiting that night. And literally, we announce the total at the end of the night, and everybody celebrates, and we hand it over to the organization. So it's a really clean deal and a great benefit for everybody involved. Everybody gets something.
Are you getting more musicians, you know, as you go that are reaching out to you, or maybe reaching out to some of the other Jam Series organizers and saying, hey, this is a cool deal, I want to be part of it? And on the flip side of that, are you getting some more community groups and organizations saying, hey, look, we'd like to maybe reach out and maybe benefit or be involved in some way?
Absolutely. We are already booking porches, musicians, and causes for 2023. And if you are even thinking about hosting a jam or wanting to have one for your organization, please get a hold of me. You can go to Lyon County Front Porch Jam's Facebook page and just message me directly there. But it has been really wonderful, because the feedback from the musicians is, this is a place where I can sit and try out new songs, try out things that I've written, and I know that I'm playing to a gracious audience that is truly listening. It's not a place where everyone's just up and talking in your background noise. It is truly a group of people that just love music, and that's really a beautiful thing. As a musician myself, it is rare to have that, unless you're a headliner with a record label, right? So we are glad to provide that space and time for new artists and well-established artists as well.
You mentioned you had some sponsors. Would you like to mention them?
Absolutely. Anita and Barry Williams have been sponsoring this year. M&D Double Bar Ranch. Of course, Bob and Brenda Redeker. And our Sheevy Ranch as well, and Arlene Haynes. These have all been people of long time followers of the jams, supporters of the jams, and they just want to keep good musicians coming and want to make them feel like they're supported in that. So they're a great group to have.
What a wonderful event. I should say events. Front Porch Jams will be tomorrow night. 650 Road K7 Olpe, Gary and Martha Jones Jam. This will be number 3 of the season. Well, Gina, as always, we appreciate your time, and have a good one tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you so much, gentlemen. We appreciate you. Thank KDOE.
Have a good day, Gina.
You too. Bye-bye.
Gina Sheevy, Front Porch Jams of Lyon County, coming up, Chuck, tomorrow night.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we do have most of our slots now taken for next week. So if you want Tuesdays or Thursdays, the 9th or the 11th, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we're chatting with Emporia First Friday director Kayla Mock, which means we're highlighting the First Friday Art Walk, which is tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed it is. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 7:30, 77 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
From the back roads to the back country, nothing goes like a gator. Get up and go.